1043.com.au and we'll play Secret Supergroup at 8 o'clock.
I would like to work 4 days hard and have 3 off.
Yes.
And I don't think there's a person in the world that wouldn't want to do that.
It's not a bad proposal.
And while we all fantasise about it, there is actually a bit of a call for this to happen, to have the 4-day working week. And Morris Mizalowski is a business futurist who has said that this could happen. Firstly, Morris, what is a business futurist?
A business futurist is a great title to have. That's firstly what it is.
I like it. I'm just not sure what it means.
It's a good conversation starter, Morris.
Yeah. For 30 years I've been doing it. I'm not quite sure either. A business futurist is really somebody that works trying to understand what tomorrow might look like in advance of it actually happening.
Well, Morris, you've been doing it for 30 years, so I'm guessing your visions of the future have been pretty good so far.
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty good track record.
All right. Now, you're saying a 4-day week, working week, could be the way to go. But obvious first couple of questions that people are going to ask is, how's it going to affect productivity? Because I know, you know, productivity is an issue for us, particularly when we're struggling a little bit as a country. And secondly, how will it affect pay? Will we be paid 4/5 of what we're getting paid now?
Well, all these things are up for debate. So the answer is we must probably be paid the same amount of money. And what I'm proposing is that we really, not only a 3-day weekend, but that we start to work more towards getting a task done rather than being somewhere 9 to 5. And when that job's done, we either go on to do another job or we take some time off. And it need not even be 3 consecutive days. Perhaps it's a half a day off because you want to go watch the kids' ballet on a Wednesday afternoon, or maybe it's a 3 days, or maybe it's not even the weekend as we know it, Saturday, Sunday. But you take 3 days off in the middle of the week.
But some jobs don't allow themselves, obviously, to that, like ours, for example. when we're on the radio, we can't just take off. As much as I love the ballet, I can't take this off the ballet. So we're not project work. I understand what you're saying, but how does it work for other people who don't fit into that?
You're right. I mean, but we need to work through the fact that it's never going to be a this or that. It's going to be a continuum. So some people will be able to work this way, and other jobs like yours and like hospitals and police and others will need to be there at particular times of particular days. So it's not as if we're all moving in that direction. But increasingly I'm seeing work being done now in ways that allow people to just get it done. It doesn't really matter where and when. And you're right, those jobs that are not necessary for that particular moment are the ones that are going to be affected by this new model.
And Morris, with this 4-day-a-week proposal, have you started to gather a lot of friends?
Yes, finally, for once in my life.
Yeah.
Well, Morris, what about a siesta? I reckon that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
And what about that?
You're absolutely right, Butch. That's exactly what this kind of thing is about. It's about working when it's proper to work and not working when it doesn't make sense to work.
Yeah.
I actually talked to Northern Territory about this too, and it gets hot there in the middle of the day when I have to be overseas, so maybe not work then. We have lots of people that work in mines, and they work 7 or 10 days really, really hard, and then take 7 or 10 days off.
I like it. I like everything about it. Well, Morris Mizalowski, thank you for speaking to us. Business futurist is someone who knows what's going to happen.
In the future.
In the future.
With business.
Hey, let's do a quick poll. You in favour of a bridge? Do you like the idea? Like the thought?
1,000,000%.
1,000,000%. Lima, you like it? Can you understand it?
Look, I do. I do. I love the idea of a 4-day week. I do.
Come on, don't pretend you don't love it.
Yeah, I know it. Yes, I'm in favour of it.
Hey, find me someone who doesn't love it.
Well, let's do a quick poll right now. Are you in favour of this, the 4-day work week? Or Lima brought up a couple of good points at the start about productivity.
Yeah, but
can you really do it?
But there would be, you know, the shops are open 7 days now, bars are open 7 days, restaurants are open 7 days. There'd be people in those industries who I suspect would love to hear from you. I suspect would say, look, it's just not practical.
Mm. Let's do a phone poll now with Bridget Limo, 94141043. Are you in favour of a 4-day...